Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Matt Layton with you. Network 10 says Bruce Lerman should pay all their legal costs in the defamation case. They claim he deliberately misled the court and refused a chance to settle. Lerman wants to pay less, arguing 10's reporting wasn't fair. The judge did find 10's story was true, that on the balance of probabilities, Lerman raped Brittany Higgins. Lerman maintains his innocence. Former New South Wales police officer Beau Lamar Condon's murder case takes a step forward. He's accused of killing Luke Davies and Jesse Baird in February, allegedly using his police gun and hiding the bodies. Lamar Condon's lawyer remains tight-lipped about his plea, with the case resuming in June. Tensions are high between Australia and tech giant Elon Musk. The Prime Minister's slammed Musk's social media platform X for refusing to completely remove violent footage of a Sydney church attack. X argues it complied with removal requests, but opposes a global takedown, citing free speech. Anthony Albanese had a few choice words to say about Musk on the ABC.
We'll do what's necessary to take on this arrogant billionaire who thinks he's above the law, but also above common decency.
And Arj Barker is defending his decision to kick a mum and her baby out of his Melbourne show. The comedian says tickets were for 15 plus and the baby's noise disrupted the audience. He denies being anti-breastfeeding, adding the issue was purely about sound in the venue. Cronulla has been dealt a major blow with the immediate retirement of co-captain Dale Finucane. The 251-game veterans made the tough call to step away from the NRL due to ongoing concussion concerns. Finucane leaves the game with two premierships under his belt and a reputation as one of the toughest and most respected players. And Newcastle forward Jack Hetherington's post-match tunnel tango with Canterbury's Reid Marnie has him sidelined for a game. Hetherington took an early guilty plea, meaning he'll miss the Knights' trip to Brisbane to face the Dolphins.